Hey guys, Tom Laird, voice of advice from a call center geek, CEO at Expedia. Hey, the podcast is brought to you by Expedia Interaction Marketing. We are a 600-seat call center outsourcer. I would love to talk to any of you looking to outsource any of your customer support or your sales functions, looking for political calling or just some extra overflow during the holiday season. If you are looking for any type of USA outsourcing support, hit me up. You guys know my LinkedIn. I'd love to talk. What's up, everybody? Excited to be here. Excited to do this. Trying to foster this really cool community. So before I begin, thank you guys for for signing up. We've had about 250 people, 260 people that have signed up on the website, trying to get the word out, trying to give you guys as much value as we can for just giving me your email. So we're pretty far along in the process here at AutoQA with what we have done. At least from the meat and potatoes of the prompting aspect. There's so much that goes into building a product like this, from user accounts and database issues and interfaces at the end that, again, for people that are using Excel and spreadsheets, not looking for a full QA platform, but something that is better than what they have. And I guess, honestly, that's kind of our motto, like better than what you have. So what I want to do today is take you through everything so far that we've learned on the prompting aspect of this. I'm going to show you a full prompt at the end, going through everything that we have done. And honestly, you can go, if you have ChatGPT, especially if you have paid the $20 for ChatGPT-4, have the user interface from the desktop, you could start to play around with at least calibrating and automating your QA right after this, right? That's my goal. Our goal is to give you guys so much information that you don't need our product, right? Or if you be like, hey, we want that souped up version for a couple hundred bucks, then you want our product. But at least you know about it ahead of time. You know what we're doing, how it's working. Everything we have is an open book. So if you have any questions, please, Dustin and Abbas, thank you guys for the hi and the shout out early. If there's any questions as I go, please let me know. We'll have questions at the end as well. But again, this is just like me talking to you guys. And having that conversation. So let's start. Now I'm going to do the full deck, the full kind of screen here. Get my head out of the way. So, okay. So again, we want to give you prompts for total free, how that you can internally do QA by yourself. And hopefully this will give you some aspects of it. Now, the first two that I have are a little bit outside of that. But I thought were really cool, because something that we have done here is number one is have ChatGPT actually just review your form, right? So let's say you have an Excel form and you have 15 questions that you're asking, throw it in there, right? And ask it to summarize the areas of what is it actually measuring, right? Because a lot of times we think our form is doing something, but maybe it's not. One of the really cool things that I have found is, again, putting a form in from a client, and maybe, we're trying to look at, customer experience, but really the only thing that this is scoring is security aspects and making sure that we read disclosures, right? It misses the mark on what our form really wants to be. So again, kind of a really cool use case for that. And then secondarily, if you're just starting to build your form, or if you want to build a new form, ask ChatGPT. And again, when you guys see these in quotes, right, this is a sample prompt. And if you're in here, if you're part of the community, I'm going to send you this deck afterwards. So you're going to have all these prompts, right? But this is another way of building out your form. Again, this is super basic, right? But ChatGPT, take into account our company's culture of, and I probably should have put that, adding that in, and the primary KPIs, which are, right? Can you restructure our QA form to emphasize the values and performance metrics that we want to prioritize? You can get very specific and ask for 10 or 15 specific questions to have a transcript ask. So this is outside of what we're talking, but I think gets your brain thinking about some of the cooler aspects of what ChatGPT can do to look at what you have now, make sure that it is matching the value, the culture, the KPIs of what you want your QA aspect to do, especially that number one, right? The first slide. So many of us, how many of us, you're looking at, did they read a disclosure properly? Did they make sure that, they asked three questions? Right? All of this kind of structural stuff that I think goes doesn't go enough to a lot of times what the culture of the actual organization or what the quality aspect and the customer experience really, really wants to do. Okay. So getting kind of those out of the way in the first couple minutes here, we want to talk about how can you actually build prompts to automate your QA in your contact center. And before I get into that, just understand, and I'm going to tell you who we use. You have to have transcripts at this point. Voice is coming to be able to just upload a voice file and for the ChatGPT to listen to that, right? And but right now it can't do that. And voice is extremely expensive if you want to try that. So we use a company, crazy cheap. They're called DeepGram. After researching the best way, because while we have transcripts for our clients at Expedia being a BPO, I know a lot of you guys that have under 50 seats that are using Excel or using spreadsheets, you don't have access to transcripts easily. If you want to do this on your own, you can go play with it right now. They're not giving me any money. I don't have an affiliate program with them. It's just the best one that we have found so far that we can connect you through our APIs to pull very quickly. In 2 seconds, you can have a transcript and it's super accurate. And the cost is like nothing. So again, DeepGram is who we're using. Kind of maybe write that down and if you want to utilize that. But let's say we have the transcript now, right? And the first thing we decided when we were doing this is, again, we have clients. We have, 20 to 30 different clients. Every single client has their own form. Oh, I'm sorry. Looks like I got lines kind of close together there. And okay, we said, and you have your form. But based on this QA form, how can we reformat criteria? Now, a lot of you guys don't want to reformat, but some of you guys have a lot of leeway with that, right? So how can you rephrase like criteria of was the agent empathetic? Right. And were they understanding? Right. How ask ChatGPT, how can I make that phrase that I like in my QA form? How can I make it into something that you understand more? Right. So this is something that we have found to be pretty, pretty good. So to take kind of these not yes or no exact questions and have ChatGPT tell us, hey, listen, this is kind of really how you should format this question if you want to utilize me. And it'll add more clarity. I can understand it a little bit more. So you have to think of literally ChatGPT as a QA person, right? Who is sitting next to you, who you're training to score. And when you're training to score, you got to talk to them through all of these type of things. So again, I think that's a big piece. If you have questions that are not fully yes or no, that are a little, that have some ambiguity to it, ask ChatGPT the best way, right, to figure out how to ask those questions in the QA when it's looking at the transcript. Okay. So with that, let's say, we have 15 questions. We kind of like what the questions are. We don't want to change the format. We think it's kind of in a pretty good way. And again, you don't have to get crazy with ChatGPT with that, but you want to give it as much information as you're building this. It's a large prompt. Remember, you only got to do it once out. So again, was the call opening, did the associate handle the call opening correctly? And ChatGPT doesn't know what that is, right? So we have that question. And then underneath that in our prompt, so question one, here's the prompt, right? And then we ask it when evaluating if the opening was done correctly, please consider that a proper opening involves a greeting, an agent introduction, an acknowledgement of the customer's issue. And then how did the agent do based on this? So any criteria that you can give, and think about it, if you're training a new QA person, you want to make sure that they understand, read disclosure properly. Well, what does that mean? All of those type of questions, right? Whether you have 15 questions, right? What does it entail? What are some of the things that need to be said by the agent? What are some of the things that need to be said by the customer? At the end, did first call resolution happen? First call resolution is measured by a customer saying, thank you, I'm all good by our question. You handled all my issues. Those type of things, you could add those things in there. But from a basic standpoint, take your 15 questions and do just what is QA listening for those questions, and just tell ChatGPT what that is. And when you do that, that's when you get really, really good outputs, right? So again, we want to start with building our questions to a format that we don't think is pretty straightforward. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Looking at each of those questions, asking the question, and then giving it as much information of what that question entails. And again, I know this sounds like a lot of work, but think about it. You only have to do it once. It's like building a form for the first time. And once you have this, you're able to put all of your call data in there, and then you can score these calls instantly. Okay, let's go down deeper on the rabbit hole here. So for effective questions, we kind of talked about a little bit of that. Yes or no's are great. We have found obviously yes or no questions are the best. So if yes is 5 points, you know, and zero is, or no is 0 points. Like we call it binary, right? It's on or it's off. It's 5 points or it's zero. That's the best way. You're looking to avoid compound questions, you know, where you're asking like three different questions in the same thing, right? Make them their own line, make them their own question as you can, or ask ChatGPT to do that for you to get the same exact type of result that you want. And then this is really important, is use quantifiable metrics when possible, right? So, you know, we talked about kind of what first call resolution is. And sentiment reporting and analytics does the same exact thing. It listens to hear the customer say, when an agent says, have I handled all of your issues? And a customer says, yes, everything's good, right? That is a first call, most likely, that is a first call resolution call. Right? When you're talking about CSAT scores, did we find that the customer was fully satisfied on this call? Right? And you can do that by saying, if the customer says this, everything was great, thank you for your time, those kind of things can correlate then directly to what your CSAT is. So again, quantifiable metrics, if you can, you can look at average handle time. And what it will do is it will kind of take the length of the transcript on average, right? So we know that, you know, an average 3.5 minute call is roughly this many lines. You can actually say that, right? If it goes over 3,000 characters, then please deem this as a call that the average handle time was a little bit longer, right? All these things that you can kind of think through and add to it to give you really good outputs that correlate well to what you want to do. All right. I think this is a really important piece, and this is one of the ways that we're thinking about doing our pricing is not just, you know, when we do this for you guys eventually and a prompt and an output, we're going to talk about outputs here in a second, comes out, right? It might not be good, right? So you want to ask for a confidence score. ChatGPT, when evaluating the call, can you provide a confidence level for each of your assessments or for this assessment based on the clarity and information available in the transcript? Sometimes the transcript is very difficult to read. Sometimes it's not at a very high quality. Sometimes the agent is quiet. Sometimes the customer is quiet. So when that happens, the confidence level goes down. So we want to make sure that we know that as well. So I don't know the number yet. We're working on the number, whether it is, you know, 1 through 10, whether it is a percentage of 1 through 100, things that we're playing around with, right? But, you know, we want to only be able to charge or I don't want to say charge, but count, right? Things that have like a 90% or higher confidence rating from ChatGPT, right? So I think that's a really important kind of piece of this. And then when you're doing your calibration sessions with your QA staff, right, you're only looking at things that maybe are 95 or 100 to make sure that they're right. I think that's a really important piece, something that we've really found. I actually got the idea from a friend at NICE on that. And it's something that, you know, we want to make sure that, again, only the high quality stuff goes. And if something it says, hey, only 20%, I only feel 20% confident on this, that it gets kind of taken to the side. All right. Well, sorry about this. Not very good. Let me see if I can make this bigger. Nope. Okay. So we want to make sure that the outputs, right, are very succinct, and we actually want to show the outputs as well. So I apologize for this slide. I uploaded it and obviously didn't upload great. But, right, so the four things that we are really working on that I think really work great are, number one, give me a call summary. Makes sense. ChatGPT has been doing that. All of the CCAS players have their own piece where they're taking the transcript, taking a summary of the notes, putting it back into a CRM, right? So call summary is important. We want to score the call, right? All of you guys are scoring calls. So what is the actual score of the call? What are the areas of improvement? Determine the overall sentiment of the call with the customer and the agent. And then what is the reasoning? And you see that, at least I have the heading there. What is the reasoning behind those scores that you gave so that your team can feel comfortable of the why? These have been the four or five outputs that we have found to be best to give us the most amount of meat. And then obviously, you know, it's not in the actual output here, but we would ask for that confidence score as well. But that's, you know, kind of already taken care of. So that's really the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 outputs that we're looking for. So Dustin has a question. I know it probably cannot detect tone in the transcript as it does now. When will we be able to upload audio? So there's a couple things with this is, yeah, tone has always been elusive in speech analytics. Sentiment scores are kind of based more on word choice. Now, voice, again, I've talked to the people at some of the main CCaaS platforms as I've been kind of picking their brain to see where they are with this stuff. I have heard, quote unquote, voice is months away, not quarters. So by the end of this year, and we're planning for voice to be taking over this extremely quickly, where we can just upload an actual voice recording and have it go, which is a total game changer and takes a whole step out and makes things a little bit easier for everyone. So tone, I would say it's about 60% there with what is being said on the call and the logic of an analytics platform in ChatGPT. And guys, I'll be honest, like I have taken our transcripts and looked at some of the, I'm not going to name the analytics platforms, but kind of put them in and are getting very close to the same outputs that a full analytics suite is doing. So I feel pretty comfortable. Again, on, and I understand that some word choices like could be joking, that the logic isn't there. And I'm not going to say that this is 100%, but neither is if how, and I keep saying this to everybody, if we had 10 people around this room and I play one call in the middle, we all score it. How many different scores are we going to have, right? From a 15 to 20 different question survey. I bet you there's going to be some nuance to that. We're going to be probably relatively close. But some people are going to say, well, I thought that was sarcasm. No, I thought that was good. No, she kid a little bit. All right. So I think that it kind of still plays with that. No one is saying that we don't, just like we would now, you know, take this for kind of, you know, gold. Right. So, but anything that comes out here, we would send to the call center. We're sending to the contact center. Our supervisor's kind of listening, making sure that score is good. And then we're kind of going with the agent. So there's some checks and balances there too. But again, just look at those, how quickly and precise those outputs are, right? Provide a concise summary of the call's main points. Based on the scoring criteria, scoring the agent's performance on a scale of 1 to 10, we're also scoring whether 1 through 5, 1 through 10, these are all examples, you know, when we're asking those questions. or you can say based on the criteria, take the score that was given and give a percentage. Yeah, and I think you need to, I mean, honestly, we audit our human QA because I don't have our QA people, I mean, at least us, we don't have our QA go and actually coach the agent, right? We actually send it to the supervisor who deals with those agents, who knows where they are, understands what their strengths and weaknesses are a little bit more. They listen to the call. Sometimes they have to push back on them too. So I guess it's a cultural thing that maybe needs to shift a little bit. But it's getting really good, especially the new ChatGPT Enterprise that we now finally have access to and that we're playing with. It's a whole different level and it's a speed deal too, but you guys can do all this with the ChatGPT 4. I think it's really important too. Again, we talk about sentiment. It's really important to ask it for the reasoning behind why it scored it did. Again, we have found ChatGPT to be sometimes a little bit off. I will tell you though, you know, if our average score in our call center say is an 89, I'm just making that up. ChatGPT is normally either on or 2 to 3 percentage points higher or lower. And sometimes we think ChatGPT, when everybody looks at that call, was actually more correct, right? Because then we think about the reasoning behind that, giving those reasons of why it scored it like it did. And then it's like, oh yeah, I missed that. That makes total sense. Or we say, no, that doesn't make any sense, ChatGPT. And then that makes you go back and then refine your prompt a little bit, right? But again, these are the best outputs that we have found. We've asked it to be more consistent. Now you see where I said up top, make sure you show it. So what we have found is you put all of your, you know, hey, ChatGPT, please, you're the head of QA. We want you to score these calls. Here's our top 10 scores. We say, this is what an opening is. This is what a greeting is. This is what a disclosure is, right? We're giving it score 1 through 5. Like, we're giving it all that. And then when we talk about the outputs, we're going to tell it this, provide a concise, you know, main points based on the criteria, identify where an agent could have performed better, sentiment scores. We're doing that. And then at the bottom, we're going to tell it, which makes it more consistent. This is really important. And I don't think I have it. Did I put it on this slide? No, I didn't. Is here is the format that I would like it in. And we took one of them that was already done that we liked that had, you know, a paragraph for the summary, a paragraph for sentiment, a paragraph for where it could do better, and show that as that exact thing. So every single time you get a consistent output that looks the same exact way, right? Because you don't want, because again, it's ChatGPT. It'll sometimes have nuances because it's not doing the same thing every time, which is why it's great. But we want to make sure that's kind of how we're getting more of a consistent output and a consistent look. Why that is important is then we have our JSON outputs, right? So if you want to get more technical with this, right, you can ask for the output, right, to be given in a JSON format, right? So then you can put that into a database. And again, this is where it gets – this is the stuff that we will be doing and we are working on that may be a little bit beyond what you would want to do. But I gave just a quick, you know, example there of the call type, the call summary, customer center. We can put all of that into a database then and have people be able to look, search for specific calls that have specific things in them and make it so you're not just getting this text file for everything, which for most QA and for you guys, it's fine. Right. But if we're going to build some type of cool platform, we need to have this be able to be searchable, be able to have, you know, different types of reporting based on what is being said, what sentiment scores, what is the actual score of the call. And so, again, you can ask for it to have a format done, right, in a way that you can then upload this, all of your outputs into a database so that you can do some really cool things. So I think that's pretty cool. That's something we have found out in practice, and it wasn't as easy as we thought it would be. But we had to get really specific with what type of format that we would want, and especially being the RFC 8259 compliant format, JSON format. So that's what one of the biggest things that we've been able to do is then take our outputs, throw into a database, allow you to report. And then this is more nuanced, and we struggled with this at the beginning. So you know, we have a client that has really one skill. Well, it has multiple skills, but the biggest skill, multiple calls come into. There's a lot of reasons for that, which I'm not going to get into here, but there could be a service call. There could be a sales call. There could be a gift card. There could be looking for a specific vendor. Right. So all of these calls come in. So we started prompting with that and it was very difficult. But then we found that, you know, we can categorize them as long as we're being specific. Right. So given this call transcript, categorize this as a service call. And again, these are really short prompts, but understand what is a service call. Then I would add that in. A sales call. A sales call is when somebody says, I'd like to buy, or what is the price of, or whatever those kind of keywords or phrases is. Or a shipping issue. Hey, I have shipping issues, right? Logistics issues, those kind of things. Everything that you would put kind of in an analytics platform, put what that would call. And then this can be another output of what type of call it is. And then again, we'll be able to search for it, be like, I just want to look at all the sales calls. I want to look at all of the shipping calls. I want to look at all the service calls. And then tell it, again, always ask it why. Like, that's what we're finding. Like, if you want to have confidence in the answers that you're getting, ask it why. Make sure it's telling you and how it did its work. And it's what we're finding here. The only way that our QA staff, our agents are learning how to trust it, right? Because we're asking for it. And they're like, oh my gosh, that makes sense. Oh, you know what? That wasn't good. And I'm like, okay, that's right. Let's go refine that. And when you ask it how, again, that's how you get your prompt better and better and better. So just to show you guys this then, let me share my screen. And let's do here. So hopefully you can see this screen. And I just did, I took what I just said and kind of gave a full prompt. And again, opening evaluation, right? Consider this involves a greeting, an agent, right? Acknowledgement of the customer's issue. Can we assess how these are going to be performed in these areas, right? Giving the questioning, right? So we have a greeting, right? Was there a clear greeting? You want a yes or no? Yes is 5 points. No is 0 points. 4 score 5. This is what it should be. We said, hello, thank you for calling company name. How can I assist you today? Whatever your verbiage is. Same thing for an introduction, an acknowledgement, right? We're giving that what that agent should be saying and what correlates to a 5, right? Number 3, asking for a confidence level. Number 4, getting very specific with the outputs that we're giving it, right? For we want the call summary, we want the score. Ask it for a percentage instead of a 1 through 10, whatever you want to do there. What are the areas of improvement that this agent could have made? The sentiment scores, and why did you score it that way, right? Ask it if you need it in a specific format to give it to you in your format. We can ask for that call type that we just kind of talked about there. And then again, feedback and refinement can go both ways, right? I like to do this when we score it with a human being and when we have those differences, we put the differences put in the summary of what the human did and then see if it, how ChatGPT then can say, I disagree or I agree with that as well. So again, I'll have this to you guys as well in there. So hopefully you guys could see that. This is my first time using the webinar thing from StreamYard. But I want you to be able to do this without us. I want you to be able to trust the outputs before we even have a product. I want you to play around with, you know, what some of the specific things that we have taken and we have found to work really, really well, but then add to it. And then we can have those discussions. Like, I think this can be that you can be the biggest help for us, and hopefully we can be the biggest help for you when we're doing this. We're starting our full Discord, which will be next week. It's built. I just want to make sure it's secure and that we have all of the things and bells and whistles in there that we want so we can start to have these conversations. But I think it's pretty cool. We've learned a lot over the past couple months of how to prompt the best ways, how to get the best outputs, how to get the best ChatGPT outputs, and how to get the best outputs for what we need from a database standpoint. Getting the most out of it from a, how do we build confidence with our agents, with our QA staff when this thing goes, making sure that we're always asking it to prove itself. Why is it that you're doing what you're doing? And, you know, I think almost one of the biggest deals. So from an integration standpoint, Paul's asking if we're going to integrate with HubSpot. I think for our, you know, we're at alpha beta testing now. MVP is proven. And if you didn't see the video, I'll send that as well. So we did a full video of doing a full prompt, uploading a recording, having it get the transcript, go out through the APIs, do the prompt, come back with the outputs, right? So we have an MVP. We're now in going to be alpha beta testing. And again, everybody who has signed up for the community, we're going to send an email out with just a Google doc, find out who wants to help us, you know, do this first part of it. I think for our MVP, for our first go at this, I'm not going to have any integrations with anything. It's going to be a separate thing. And again, at least in my head, right, if you have it's nice CXone, if you have Genesis, if you have Five9, you have your own QA platform, you're probably not looking at this. That's why our sweet spot and who we want to help the most is those under 50 seaters using Excel, using spreadsheets, maybe, you know, don't have anything really cool, and at least to be able to give them a platform that they can start to look at reportings, have good outputs where they can pull things up, where they can coach. Again, I'm not competing with enterprise anything. Enterprise and everything, you know, I think everybody's working on this, but nobody's looking at those little guys. So maybe down the road, once we get this in, and everybody feels comfortable with what we're doing, then the integrations can be good. I would love to be able to have APIs that go back into Genesis, back into CXone, back into Five9, that we could take our outputs, put it back into their platform, because they have all those other cool bells and whistles from a reporting aspect, from, you know, being able to pull it up, be able to listen to the recording, have sentiment analysis with it. But, you know, at this point, I think we're trying to be play with the little guys, right? But everybody who's been ignored, right? All the smaller contact centers have been ignored in this kind of AI deal. So I'd like to try to at least help this. And I think we can give them a really cool product. So you can see everything that you could do on your own. And that's all the things that, from our MVP that we're trying to incorporate, so that all you have to do is literally upload and everything is done. Prompts are built and you just get your outputs on a kind of a GUI on an interface. Yeah. And again, Dustin, I think that's where people are going to have an issue with this. I think though too, is because you don't want two sets of books, right? So if you have like QA built into the platform you have, yeah, maybe down the road in 2 years or in a year, we'll have full integrations into it. I don't want to say 2 years, but in a year we'll have full integrations. But that's why I think, you know, we've really focused on kind of the smaller, again, I keep saying it, but especially Excel and using spreadsheets, right? Because if you probably don't have a QA platform, well, you don't. If you're using Excel, you may have something that you can listen to calls with, right? But for us to be able to say, hey, listen, and we're doing this at a SaaS price. Like, I'm not doing this by a per seat anything. So whether it's $299 to $799 a month, right, based on how many of these you want to do. And we could have an enterprise deal where you could do 100% of all of your calls, just upload them. Or we could have APIs that literally connect to your files when a call comes in that just goes, and then the scoring happens. Like, we could have pricing for that. But I think at this point, I'm just looking at a couple $100 a month to do, you know, a certain amount of making you feel comfortable with the amount of QA that you're doing, and probably take it 10x, right, for a very small amount of money. And then to change that QA job that you guys have of not scoring, but maybe then they do start to be the more calibrator and go coach. They can have a bigger impact in your contact center than just scoring calls, which is something what we're finding when done right, when done properly, you know, I think we could knock out of the park. So we're working on it. It's being worked on every single day. I'm super excited about this. You know, this is not anything that we planned on getting into, but when we saw the power of it, when we saw what we could do for our clients here at Expedia, everything's backwards. We said, why can't we do this for everybody else? Or why can't we start to build this out for those smaller guys that all the enterprise guys are leaving alone, that they don't want anything to do with? So again, if you guys just keep getting the word out on the auto QA, get people signed up for our pre-launch committee or community. Again, the Discord's coming next week, where I will be there all the time. Any questions that you have, any call center, anything, and hopefully it's just more than me. It's going to be hard to get that thing started. But once we get that started, I want it to be the go place for QA, for operations, for workforce management, and always having kind of really smart people in there that can answer questions, that can be part of that deal. So trying to build a community around this as well to see if we can help as much. So that's what I got for you guys. Any other questions? And like I said, I'll shoot the deck in an email to everybody who's has signed up. And I'll shoot that a screenshot or something too with that final prompt to hopefully get you thinking. And I'd love to see if any of you guys post anything, if you play with anything, if you do anything, please tag me either on, you know, on LinkedIn, if you show anything, or just DM me and be like, hey, Tom, that worked. Hey, Tom, that didn't work. I'd love to know. Dustin, I will have the Discord Monday or Tuesday. It will be emailed again to everybody's that signed up. I don't want to make it. I'm kind of going back and forth on it, right? I want the most amount of people in there, but I'll probably just open it up to everybody, but maybe to you guys first, so that we can try to get as many people in. Yeah, Paul, I hear you. I know, like the scorecard, we can for sure manually update or automate that thing. And just again, thinking that process through I think it could be really cool. And again, some of the big guys are trying to do this. They're trying to make it so you don't use your form, that they're using like, and again, I know I talked about early on about making ChatGPT, making the questions that you have more ChatGPT-ish. I don't think you have to do that. I think it's better for it, because as long as you're getting the same outputs, right, and it doesn't change that question a ton, I think that that's good. But my goal is to have you be able to use your exact form that you've used for whatever, 10 years, that you feel comfortable, that you know what a 90 is a 90 and an 85 is an 85 and an autofail is an autofail. That's one thing we even talk about. Like we can have autofails in this too, right? Like, you know, if the rep does not ask three pieces of information when a customer calls, it's an automatic autofail, right? That could be there. But again, and then guys, we'll be asking for some alpha beta testers too, as kind of we talked about as well. So, hey, thank you guys for joining. I hope that was helpful. I hope that added some value. I hope you play with this. I'll send the deck out to everybody. But I appreciate you guys being kind of the ringleaders here of the early stage. Israel, thank you. Great job. This will help a lot of contact centers below the 30 member mark. I agree. I appreciate that. And then again, like I said, as long as you're signed up on the autoqa.com, I'll shoot that stuff out and we'll get, I'd like to get 5 or 6 people to alpha test, and, you know, maybe a healthcare, maybe a retail, hardcore customer support, like just different nuances to see if there's any, if we struggle with any of that stuff with anybody else. But again, thank you guys so very, very, very much. If you can give a shout out on this on LinkedIn, I think that will go a long way to as some help. But like I said, I'll shoot this deck to everybody. And I hope you guys have a great day. Any questions that you don't want to ask here, just DM me on LinkedIn. More than happy. Thanks, guys.